Hi, everybody. I'm Ass, the Wiki Booth, and I'm talking to
Mark Laporte.
Hi, Mark. Which projects are you here supporting?
So I'm here for WikiSuite. WikiSuite is an enterprise suite, which is a free label open source. And basically, it aggregates a bunch of open source projects in an integrated way.
Okay, how does it do that? What sort of projects are there?
So basically, the idea is to do just about anything that a typical organization would need. So that could be like from email to wiki to a blog to anything, commerce.
We need to support this.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, if a typical organization needs that functionality, it should be part of WikiSuite.
Okay.
So basically, it's a dozen open source projects which are put together in an easy to install way and which are well integrated so that the goal is that it feels as if it's one application.
Okay. And what sort of projects are included in this?
So the big ones are ClearOS. ClearOS is the operating system, so it's a derivative from Red Hat. So basically, think of a typical operating system out of the box, like it doesn't do anything, right? So this one is made for the small, medium enterprise, distributed enterprise. Then there's TikiWiki CMS Groupware, which is basically just about anything for data management, which is from blogs to wiki pages to commerce to... And then we have RoundCube for the webmail, so SyncThing for file syncing, Elasticsearch and Kibana, Elasticsearch for the search, Kibana for the dashboards, Kimchi and KVM, so KVM for virtualization, and Kimchi is a web interface for KVM, Kaltura for video management, Piwik for statistics, and OpenFire Meetings, which includes Jitsi Meet for all the real-time collaboration aspects. And for password management, it's KeePass. And for Fusion PBX and FreeSwitch, that's everything for the traditional phone system, SIP phone, PBX. And one last one is Xebo. So Xebo is a digital signage project. So basically, if you have a bunch of TVs somewhere and you want to control them from a central point.
So this is basically everything a business could possibly want in a box.
There you go. That's the goal.
Oh, yeah. Ding. Okay, that's it. Interview over. Cool. But these are diverse projects. How do you manage a similar look and feel you mentioned? Even that must be a nightmare.
So basically, we've been working for several. I started this project in 2011, and it took a long time. It was a lot of work. And basically, the first thing is for a common look and feel is we're moving all the projects to use the same framework called Bootstrap. So Tiki moved to Bootstrap, ClearOS moved to Bootstrap, Fusion PBX moved to Bootstrap. So the goal is to move all the projects to Bootstrap. Of course, working with each of the project. So then it makes it easier to have a common look and feel. So that's one thing. The other thing, and that's why it was very important to use ClearOS, so to pick the operating system, that was the most important thing to pick because that's the base. Everything has to install on that. So it has to be easy to install. And then once you have a control of the operating system, then things like installation, upgrades, and also single sign-on and things like that become much easier. Yeah. But if you don't control your platform and you try to, it has to work, anything would have to work with anything, then it gets very complex. So we just focus that our operating system is ClearOS, our data management is Tiki, and then we make those things work together. So we have limited the number of permutations. So yes, on one hand, it's huge in it. There's a lot of complexity. But on the other hand, it's a lot simpler than any other way of doing it.
I actually completely get that. The integration must be a lot easier than if you know where you're coming from and you know where to go.
Definitely. And if we take the big projects, for example, in it, like TikiWiki CMS Groupware, already that part is the free lib open source web application with the most built-in features. So that actually doesn't have the problems that other CMSs have, like with plugins. So there's even a website that I made called pluginproblems.com. You may check it out. So basically, it explains all the problems with plugins. And if you have like projects like WordPress that have 20,000 plugins, or even other projects that only have like 5,000 plugins, there's no way everything's going to work with everything. But with a project like Tiki, you could turn everything on, and your interface will be huge because it'll have a lot of menus and stuff. But everything's going to work. So we're taking the same idea that we had that was been successful with Tiki. Now we're working in version 17. Current release version is 16. So it's a project which has a lot of experience. We're just expanding that same idea to avoid plugins, to avoid complexity, but to do it for the whole stack of what a typical organization needs. So basically, right now we do just about everything except accounting. So the whole accounting, human resource management, that's something we're weak on. But the goal is to get to that in the next few years.
It's also quite a difficult one because each region and each jurisdiction, and even within a jurisdiction, each region has its own set of rules.
And that's why also I kept it for later. And also most organizations, you know, everybody needs email, everybody needs like some things, but even if we do offer accounting, doesn't mean that people will switch to that right away. They'll typically keep it separate.
Okay, that is a fantastic initiative. And one question I have, giving you time to die there, is how do you, if there's a security breach in one of the applications, is it simply just a Yum update or a DNF update?
Right, it's with Yum, but it basically ClearOS automatically updates. So
it also updates all the downstream projects?
Well, not yet, but that's what we're working on. Like about half the projects, yes, but the other half we're still working on.
And they're all working towards that goal at the end of the day.
So for me, like as being a project leader of a major project for a long time, I understand how it's very important to work with upstream. So I'm working directly with upstream in all the projects and making sure. A question often comes like, what code does Wikisuite have? My goal is at the end, Wikisuite has zero code. Everything is done upstream. And that's what I'm working on. And I actually have some meetings organized this weekend with the project leaders of several of the projects.
Delegation, delegation, delegation.
There you go.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for taking the time and good luck with the project.
Thanks, Ken.